systems have always been an integral part of reggae music. They were going long before anyone ever even thought of making a reggae record. They're, of course, absolutely enormous mobile discotheques with speakers the size of wardrobes and 10 times as heavy. And they're powered by individually designed amplifiers, which are usually never smaller than 1,000 watts. Now, to hear them, you know, thumping out the old rhythms in a dance hall is like an experience never to be forgotten, especially when it's a cup clash, when four sounds meet in the dance hall and compete with each other to see who can run the best sounds. Anyway, one of the most established sound systems in this country is Sir Coxon, owned by Lloydie Coxon, who named his sound after the original Coxon downbeat sound in Jamaica, which was owned by Clement Seymour Dodd, who then went on to form Studio One. Anyway, Lloydie Coxon's operator and record selector for many years has been Festus. It's odd, but nevertheless part of the tradition of Jamaican sound systems that once they've established the sound, the owner stops playing the records and somebody else appointed by him takes over, which is why you might see Lloydie Coxon or Fat Man standing in the middle of a crowded dance hall and not by his actual sound playing it. And I remember one dance hall session in Fulham a couple of years back. Coxon was standing in the middle of the floor, dance absolutely packed, and I asked him why he didn't play the sound. He said that he got tremendous pleasure and enjoyment from standing in a packed dance hall listening to Festus, his operator and selector, playing records that he hoped and knew that Festus would play. Well, over the years, Festus has certainly played a few records, but sadly, he won't be doing that for us much longer, because he's packing his bags and returning to Jamaica for good. Well, I couldn't possibly let him go without saying goodbye in a way that we'd all remember, so he's joined me tonight in the studio to run his all-time top five. Yes. A night not to be forgotten, hopefully, as you stand by your pause buttons, I know you are. Having dug very deep into the old Coxon dove box, Festus is here, armed with a bunch of slate. Now, before we came on air tonight, we actually waded through some of them, and, I mean, they're unbelievable, because all these slates are one-off versions, cut for Coxon sound in Jamaica, Tubbies or wherever. So these are the only mixes that exist in the world. Some of them are extremely valuable, but what's really upset me tonight, and I'm sure you'll be upset too when you hear about it, is the fact that some of the best ones we couldn't actually play because they're so old and they've been rubbed so many times by Festus and the Coxon team that they're actually almost impossible to play on air because, well, they are impossible to play on air. They jump, they hiss, they're scratched and everything else. But nevertheless, Coxon's dub basket is big, and we've managed, or Festus has managed, to pull out five absolute gems, which he's going to run for us, starting with number five in a minute. But before we go to your all-time top five, Festus, tell us why it is you're packing your bags and returning to Jamaica.
Well, we think it's time for a change, you know, to try a new venture in sound in Jamaica at this particular time. So we're making that forward move and not backward, you know.
So what's wrong with playing in this country?
The people them too cool in the dancehall. The man of life in the day, you know. Yeah, dance sweet a little bit, like you know too.
You mean just the thing of people actually going and dancing and raving and
looking forward to going to a dance in Jamaica. Everybody just look forward to that, to go to a dance, dress up and then go for dance. Not to stand up and look at each other.
So you're actually taking the whole sound?
Yeah, we're taking the whole sound, you know.
Oh, because I thought it was just you.
No, Lloyd and I and the posse.
The whole team are leaving. Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was just you. Apologies to Lloyd Coxon, who's probably sitting at home saying, why aren't I on the show? Well, Lloydie, I thought it was only Festus that was going, so as a way of saying goodbye, I invited him in. Apologies to the rest of the Coxon team. A little bit of a misunderstanding there, Festus. Anyway, it's live and direct, as they say.
Right.
But the selection's here, and it's from the Coxon dub basket, and it's traditional anyway, isn't it? I mean, Festus was running the selection on the sound, so, and Coxon listening, and it's the same tonight. So tell us, Festus, what your number five is in your all-time top five.
Slave Driver by the brother called Reggae George.
There are three men danger to me. Those three men, I don't trust, oh no. It's those three men is a danger to me. Mr. Slave Driver, Mr. Exploiter, and Mr. Criticizer. Those three men, I don't trust, oh no. Those three men is a danger to me. Mr. Slave Driver want me to work all day. Mr. Slave Driver don't want me to get my pay. Mr. Criticizer don't want me to reach nowhere. 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 Those three men is a danger to me. Danger. Those three men I don't trust, oh no. They're danger to me. Mr. Slave Driver want me to work all day. Mr. Exploiter don't want me to get my pay. Mr. Criticizer don't want me to reach nowhere. 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 Nowhere.
Slave Driver, the dub version, which was cut at Tuff Gong Studios for Coxon Sound. Sir Coxon Sound over in this country, not the one in Jamaica. And Festus, the operator and selector for Coxon Sound, is in the studio with me tonight because, sadly, the Coxon team are packing their bags and returning to Jamaica. They've had enough of playing their sound over here, so they're leaving us to starve with no music. You're a rotten lot. I don't know.
No.
I'm winding you up. Okay. I mean, I know why you're going. It's a valid reason. That was number five, Mr. Festus. And instantly, let's get this name sorted out. Why do they call you Festus?
When it was at school, you know, they called me Festus.
Why? I mean, any reason?
No reason.
Do you know what the word means?
Well, an African told me that it was...
It meant dub.
It means festivity, which is festival in their country. This is a doctor, African doctor, told me this.
Yeah. Right. Number four in your all-time top five out of the Coxon Dub basket.
This one is called The Assassinator by Juno Delgado. Apparently this one is not even voiced as well. It's just rarity. Thank you.
crocodile, when you're wilder than a crocodile.
Charge for rhythm, aren't you?
Yeah.
Roots Rock is on a Saturday night with David Ruddock on Capital Radio, and my very special guest tonight, Festus from Coxon Sound, the selector and operator, playing his all-time top five. That was number four, Junior Delgado, part two of a thing called The Assassinator, which yeah. is not even voiced.
Recorded at Channel, you know, and mixed by the man Scientist and I, man. In Dub Conference in Waterhouse.
A night to remember. As it goes off, right, we'll just get that back off the turntable. I'll just take that dub with me, Festus, if you don't mind. See ya. Bye. Right, number three, as we get near the top. Number three, what is it? There it is. It's on King Tubby's The Dub Master. Horace Andy?
This one is by the man called Horace Andy. Money, money, the roots of all evil. Money, money, the rules of all evil by the man Maurice.
Money, 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 money is the root of all evil. Money, 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 people, it's the root of all evil. If you work for a man and you get no pay, brother, don't do nothing wrong. Don't let no one influence you. When trouble comes, it's you all alone. Money, 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 people, it's the root of all evil. Money, 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 tell you it's the root of all evil.
Don't play it style.
Some steal it, some keep for it, some do it, it is evil. It may break, it breaks. Should just be played cross for it. Money, 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 tell you it's the root of all evil.
There should have 1,500 versions of that.
That's what you think, Mac.
Oh, Rasta is your rim like the run, the old man in New York.
Hey, yeah. Money, money, yeah.
Here comes part two. And the double, the man called Eka Mouse walk up on the scene and say,
thank you.
There you go. Parts one and two of a dub plate from Jamaica, mixed by scientists, yeah?
This one was scientists, you know? Eka Mouse version, a different strike.
Festus in the studio. It's Roots Rockers on a Saturday night, and Festus is running his all-time top five before he and the rest of the Coxon team return to Jamaica, where they're going to play their sound. Right, what is number two?
This one is by Alton Ellis. One sound on the world, play that one at Coxon. So when you let a sound play this one, go to jail and not get no bail. And when you have all kind of kick.
A dub plate special. This one kind of tougher than metal. This one also got my initials.
Tell me, where is coming from the train? Of the celebration, tell me, where is gonna get some pain? Yeah, the joy cannot be the same.
Go. It's Saturday night and it's Festus's all-time top five on Roots Rockers. That was number two by Alton Ellis and it was called
Tell Me, you know.
You're getting red over there on the music.
Wicked, how are you? This one is a special request to all the people outside the Wallis and Capital Radio tonight. See, this one.
Your all-time number one. Well, before we play it, may I, on behalf of everybody who's followed your sound over the years, thank you and Coxon himself and the rest of the gang, Blacker, Levi, etc., all of whom are going off to Jamaica, for all the entertainment and joy and pleasure that you've given us over the years, loading those boxes into the back of the van and taking them out again and stringing up and taking it all down again as dawn breaks and, you know, really entertaining us. I know everybody who's followed your sound and heard you appreciates what you've done, and thank you.
Thanks, David.
The all-time number one from Festus is what?
This one is called The Conquering Lion.
By?
By Lyde Ruddock, which incidentally is King Tubby's brother. King Tubby's from Jamaica, brother, Lyde Ruddock. Only play by this song, number one champion sound over. Only play by this song, number one song, Conquer Something. Conquering Lion. Do it.
Lloyd Ruddock and Conquering Lion, Festus's all-time number one. Festus, thanks very much for coming in tonight. It's been a great pleasure having you on the show, and you certainly dug out some tunes. And as I said earlier on, there are a lot of tunes that we couldn't actually play. I mean, we could sit here all night and run Cox and Dub, as I'm sure you well imagine.
Sure, I did.
But at least his all-time number one was one that could be played, and that was it, Conquering Lion. Festus, the best of luck in Jamaica with the sound and the rest of the team.
Okay, Raddy.
And thanks for everything.
Nice to be here with you, Raddy, to play nice music for the people of England, you know. And sorry I have to leave, but that's the way it has to go, you know. And nice to be here with you. Special request to the Captain Fassi. What's it? It's all the most.